Australia's first and only female Prime Minister has now been immortalised with her official portrait unveiled yesterday in Parliament House. Julia Gillard has joined the ranks of other Prime Ministers stretching back to Federation. Her portrait will adorn the walls for posterity. Australia's 27th Prime Minister revealed she had to be nudged into having a portrait painted.
And then finally there was a day when Nina, who works in my office, came to me with a very serious expression on her face and said, "You know, you ought to get that portrait done before you look a hell of a lot older than you did when you were Prime Minister."
It was a pretty funny moment when she made that speech in the Parliament House yesterday. Former Prime Minister Julia Gillard at the unveiling of her official portrait, painted by award-winning artist Vincent Fantuzzo. Vincent Fantuzzo, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Your portrait is very striking, it's very vivid, it's painted in the realist style, somehow looks a lot less formal, Vincent, than many of those before it. How do you, the artist, describe your painting and also what you wanted to say with it?
Well, I went into when I met Julia, I had no preconceived idea about what she would be like. So it was my experience with her was all kind of firsthand, and I found it to be, like yesterday during her speech, have a really great sense of humour, really personable and humble about having a portrait painted. So what I tried to do is spend as much time together just getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most important part of painting a portrait. And we wanted things to be, I think she's a real game changer, and we wanted things to be a little bit more contemporary. So that's kind of how it evolved.
As she herself said yesterday, it's impossible to capture an entire prime ministership in one painting, the achievements, the setbacks, the highs and the lows. So what was the essence that you did, after spending that time with her, you did want to capture with this picture?
What I've found, Julie has a really amazing presence, and when she talks about something she's passionate about, as you've probably seen during some of her speeches, it can really go through. It can go through your whole body and give you goosebumps. And when she spoke in particular about education and children and Australia's future and what she plans on doing outside of politics, there was a real twinkle in her eye, and I could see the passion, and that's the moment I wanted to try and capture.
It's also like it's a full frame picture of, if you haven't seen it yet, have a look online, everyone. And if you're in and around Canberra, it's now hung up there in the galleries. It's full frame. It's really just her face. There's very little background. And I understand she didn't want to, you know, her clothes to be in the picture. She was sick of that excruciating debate over, you know, what she wore when she was Prime Minister, I presume. Was that front of mind for her?
Yeah, definitely. She came into the studio and I said, "So what are you going to wear for your portrait?" And she's like, she didn't say nothing, but she said she wants a portrait to be about her time and who she is. So I guess the only way we could do that was to really minimalise things, which I like to do anyway, because it brings a focus back to the person. And I imagine if we did have any type of fashion in there, it would have been a talking point, even earrings and makeup and hair. And the background, we even softened and just put a suggestion of Parliament House in, rather than trying to make things too literal.
And she wants this portrait to be, to stand out for one thing, and the one thing is obvious, there's no way it couldn't, is that she is the only female portrait there hanging in amongst the Prime Ministers. And that may be the case for a while yet, who knows. How much did that sort of settle on you, Vincent, as you went about this? Do you think you would have, your approach might have been different if she wasn't a woman, if she was a male Prime Minister?
In my life, most of my strong influences have been amazing women. So I'm kind of used to, and, you know, even my wife being in the public eye and watched and things for fashion and scrutinised, I'm quite aware of how that must feel. And I also, you know, I'm really overwhelmed even this morning by the amount of emails and text message I've had from young women that are really inspired by Julia. And I actually didn't realize the impact that this portrait might have for women. So I'm kind of getting my head around it now. This is really significant.
You are a renowned portrait painter. You've won many awards, Archibald People's Choice many times. You've won the Doug Moran Portrait Prize. You've painted famously Heath Ledger, Baz Luhrmann, your wife, Asha Keddy. Was it a daunting offer to be offered this commission? What did you think when this offer was made?
It was when I first met Julia and I thought, wow, this is actually quite important. But Julia has a way of normally I would try and make someone feel comfortable when they come in sit for a portrait, and she really did that for me. She has a way of listening and making people feel important, I think, and it's really genuine. So she did that for me, and it kind of was an easy process, and we actually had a lot of fun.
It's a mystery to most of us. We don't have long left, Vincent, but just how much time do you end up spending sitting around with someone as you paint?
My method's quite not traditional. So what I try and do is spend as much time as I can getting to know the person. So whenever Julia was traveling to Melbourne, she'd drop in, have some pastry and some coffee and talk a little and chat and get to know each other. So that's kind of how we worked.
Okay. Vincent, it's a beautiful painting. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Vincent Fantuzzo, the official portrait painter of our 27th Prime Minister, Julia Gillard. And that portrait is now hanging in Parliament House amongst the other former Prime Ministers, except for Kevin Rudd, Tony Abbott, Malcolm Turnbull, who are yet to have their portraits done.